This is CliffCentral.com.
The most important thing I know is that the birds born in a cage thinks that freedom is a crime.
Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and we're fresh off of a one-month break. And boy, was it much needed. Hope your year has started out with powerful perspective, and I hope you're protecting your brain and, of course, your brand. This show is now going into its fourth year, and I'm proud to say we've learned a lot. Much of the learning has come direct from you, so thank you. One of my biggest growth areas is that you want well-researched content. Basically, less is more. So we're listening, which means we'll be doing fewer, more quality shows in a series format. The goal is to go deeper in, for example, a three-part series in trends on neuroscience, or a five-part series on leading thinkers in consumer behavior, or seven influential people who failed and bounced back and what they learned about themselves. The idea is this. Instead of doing weekly episodes where I can't go as deep, I'm going to spend time with researchers and go a little bit further so that I can offer you more. That's my goal. But in between each series, I'll be sharing bonus episodes such as the one you'll be listening to in a moment. I appreciate you sharing this journey with me and the team, and it means the world, believe me. Today I have a special episode where I ask people around the world a very simple question. What is the most important thing they know? I didn't ask more than this. I didn't want more. But what you're about to hear is people sharing what they deem is a critical, vital insight in their value system. And because they're coming from just about every corner of the world, literally from Atlanta, Georgia, Hong Kong, Kenya, and of course South Africa, I thought you would find this insightful. But more importantly, I hope it triggers you to explore what anchors your own value system. Thanks in advance for listening, following, and sharing this work. And make sure you listen until the end. There will be a bonus that you will want to participate in. Enjoy.
Hi, Timothy. The most important thing I know is that your attitude creates your experience. Your attitude towards your business, your attitude towards relationships, your attitude towards any predicament or any aspect of uncertainty for that matter. You have the power and the ability to create the experience. All it takes is attitude.
Hi Timothy, Jackie Carpedi here. The most important thing I know is that I don't know. I'm a student for life.
Hi team. This is Solomon here. The most important thing that I know is that it will be difficult for Donald Trump to force Apple to move their manufacturing plant from China to the U.S. for so many reasons. One, the environmental law in U.S. is very strict. It's a bit relaxed in China. Two, the cost of setting up infrastructure in the U.S. for Apple is about $4 billion U.S. dollars, which they are not ready to cover out now. And three, there is economic of scale for Apple in China, which they wouldn't have in the U.S. And lastly, the tax in China is a bit lower than what it is in the U.S.
The most important thing I know is that I have choice over how I perceive every moment of my life. I can perceive an action as benign or malevolent or an act of grace. And in each moment, I get to choose that. And that either empowers me, enables me, or cripples me.
The most important thing I know is that how our understanding of the world is never really set in stone. We are encultured with prejudices from a young age through religion, society, and race, so much so that we don't believe that we're even perpetuating the problems of social injustice, and that the only way to be able to change our behavior and society for the better is to be more reflective about our own biases and beliefs, and be able to critique our own view of the world in light of new information and change accordingly.
I think the most valuable thing I've learned is not to judge anybody. Anybody is capable of anything, and we just have to be pushed to the right limits or under the right circumstances. A person can be led to do something that they would ordinarily not think they could do.
Hi, Timothy. The most important thing I know are the little things. The little things are authentic. all the big things that you feel from the deep of your soul are results of those things.
Hi, Timothy. The most important thing I know for sure is to trust my gut instinct. When I have a strong check in my gut that something's off, it often turns out off. Therefore, the gut instinct is worth trusting.
Good morning, Timothy. The most important thing that I've learned is that I cannot give to others what I don't have myself. I cannot let people drink from an empty cup. So I need to be focused on myself before I can focus on anyone else.
Hi. The most important thing I know is patience. I think to be able to have patience and know that things don't necessarily need to happen all at the same time for everybody, that everybody gets their chance if they work hard enough.
Hello. What I've learned to be important is that preparation for purpose takes time. Once we embrace the understanding that delay is not denial, once we release the frustration and the idea that things have to happen by a certain time and moment, then it's easier to understand that in the midst of it all, you are being prepared for the very thing that you've prayed for, that you've asked for, and most importantly, prepared for your purpose.
Hey, Timothy. So the most important thing I know is that if you start taking control of your health, it is the first step to creating a beautiful life for yourself.
Hi, Timothy. The most important thing I know is God. God has guided me through my journey. God has guided me to live the life that I live today. The most important thing that I've learned is that with my family, God has brought us together, and my family and I are guided by God.
The most important thing I know is that when you slow down, love builds. If you do not slow down, you will not have the opportunity to access love's rhythm. I encourage you to slow down to find the power of love.
Hi, Timothy. The most important thing I know is the most unfailing love of God. The peace that surpasses all human understanding. His love never fails. It has never failed me.
Hi, Timothy. The most important thing I know is that we can only meet people as deeply as they have met themselves. Often we try to impose our level of understanding on other people instead of listening and coming with a spirit of understanding and meeting people where they are.
A big thanks to everyone who sent your voice notes through. I know it's not easy thinking about what is the most important thing that I know. So I appreciate you tackling this and sending it through. And for you listening, I know you got value out of that. And I know you want to know what is that bonus I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. So, here you go. I want to know what is the most important thing that you know. And I want you to become a knowledge ambassador with me. So, I want you to share in your office and in your community a dialogue about this. And I want you to keep record, whether it's by email or note paper, however you want to do it. It could also be voice notes. But I want you to start a conversation where you spend most of your time, whether it's work or wherever. And I want you to ask family, friends, and colleagues to share what they know. And when you gather your insights, share with me and let's collaborate. And when I say collaborate, I mean I want us to start a movement. Let's see what happens. I look forward to working with you on the next chapter of this podcast, and email me podcast@timothymaurice.com. I'm so excited about the year ahead, and let's make some innovative things happen. Thank you. See you in the next episode of the Brain and Brand Show.
This is CliffCentral.com.